Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today, White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham downplayed explosive new interviews from Rudy Giuliani's associate Lev Parnas, in which Parnas said he was part of a campaign to pressure Ukraine to investigate the Bidens and that it was laughable to think it had anything to do with corruption. Grisham told The Washington Post she wasn't too concerned and that the president has said he did not know Parnas. But there are photos of them together and pictures of Donald Trump with Robert Hyde, the Republican candidate for Congress. Parnas has documents he says show Hyde discussing the physical location of the ambassador to Ukraine. Ukraine has opened an investigation into whether she was being surveilled. And Parnas told MSNBC's Rachel Maddow Trump knew about the Ukrainian pressure campaign.
What do you think is the main inaccuracy or the main lie that's being told that you feel like you can correct?
That the president didn't know what was going on. President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
Parnas was indicted in October on campaign finance charges. The president's supporters say that means he isn't trustworthy. Let's bring in Paul Soni, national security reporter for The Washington Post. Paul, you know, these interviews are pretty damning. Parnas, as we said, saying Trump knew what he was doing. But he never said, Trump told me to do this. So what was his proof?
Yeah, so I think in a way what is more important are the contemporaneous text messages that have come out that Lev Parnas turned over to the House and that the House released a portion of than necessarily his statements and recollections. I think, you know, it's important to see, you know, he's saying that the president knew, that Rudy Giuliani knew. I think it's important to then look at other possible corroboration of that, whether it's contemporaneous text messages that he was sending, that Rudy Giuliani was sending, that referenced the president or that show that Rudy was involved all along, or, for example, you know, witness testimony under oath. And I think part of the release of this will increase that pressure to have more sort of evidence and witness testimony in the Senate trial.
Well, this, you're saying, as some are, that this kind of puts a bow on a lot of things that we've already heard. But can you give an example of a text that's been released?
Yeah. So a lot of what's been released is Lev Parnas was essentially serving as Rudy Giuliani's envoy in Ukraine. He was the person who was interacting in Russian with all of the Ukrainian officials and sort of where the rubber hit the road of what Rudy Giuliani wanted to accomplish in Ukraine. So you see, for example, a text message from the attorney general, the equivalent of the attorney general of Ukraine. They call it the prosecutor general, where he's saying, hey, you know, my statements about Biden are contingent upon you getting this ambassador who I hate fired. And so that's sort of there in bald language for everyone to see and understand. There are also a lot of instances in the text messages where it's very clear that Rudy Giuliani is dialed into what is going on. And there are references to what Rudy Giuliani calls number one or a lawyer he was working with call the big one, suggesting that they were meeting with Trump and talking to Trump about this all along.
And do I remember that some of the text messages from the Ukrainians who were being asked to participate in this said things like, I will get you the dirt on your competitor. You know, in other words, they characterize Biden as a competitor.
Yeah. So Yuri Lutsenko, who is the was the prosecutor general of Ukraine, texts Lev Parnas, and he's angry that the request that he has given, he's requested, I think, some meetings in Washington. He is requesting that the ambassador be removed. And he's angry that he's already begun providing helpful public statements about Biden to them, and they are not holding up their end of the bargain. And he sends a text message to Lev Parnas saying, you know, hey, I'm prepared to thrash your competitor and you're asking more and more and more of me. You know, we're over. I don't want to deal with you anymore. This is all just a joke. I'm sick of it. And so I think that kind of fidelity about what was going on in real time last year as Giuliani sought to accomplish his goals and sought to help bolster Trump in the 2020 campaign using losing information from Ukraine. We just have a lot more now sort of technicolor understanding of that from these text messages.
Well, he also spreads the net a little wider. Parnas says Attorney General William Barr was in on it. The Justice Department has denied that. That Vice President Mike Pence knew. That Devin Nunes, you know, who famously rolled his eyes in the House inquiry as if to say, oh, this is such a nothing burner, that he knew. What was the proof of all of this wider net?
Yeah, so there's nothing that I have seen in the documents and the contemporaneous text messages and notes that Lev Parnas took over to suggest a knowledge by Barr. So that is an assertion that Parnas is making. But I think it's really important for people as they're digesting this, you know, sort of tidal wave of new information on the eve of the Senate trial to look at what is documented contemporaneously in Lev Parnas's text messages or his notes versus what are his accusations and recollections. You know, when he made those statements on Rachel Maddow last night, I, as a reporter, wanted to know more about that. Yeah. What is your evidence for that? How do you know that? Who told you that? You know, those follow-up questions, which are the kind of questions that you would ask a witness under oath, weren't asked on the program. So I think we have to be a little bit careful about interpreting some of that.
She has part two tonight. But meanwhile, just in the few seconds we have, this Republican congressional candidate, Robert Hyde, Parnas had these documents showing that he was discussing the physical location of the former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. We just heard they hated her. Some of these prosecutors hated her. Just in the few seconds we have, what are we to make of that?
You know, so Lev Parnas claims he doesn't actually believe that was happening. He essentially says this guy is nuts and sending me text messages and I didn't respond very much to him. So I think we still have a question about guy was essentially suggesting he had a private security team monitoring her in Ukraine. Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
That's the big question.
But why would he even care about her? This has just got to be unpeeled. Paul Soni, NASA security reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you.